Now, as flooding eases across many areas of New South Wales, the big cleanup begins. There have been numerous warnings about water contamination after the recent flood, from the dangers of sewage overflow to large rainwater tanks washing up on Sydney beaches earlier in the week. Here to discuss water quality after the floods and the state of the Sydney catchment is Stuart Khan, Professor of Civil and Environmental Engineering at the University of New South Wales. Good morning, Stuart.
Good morning, Marlene.
Thanks for joining us today. So straight after the floods, we did see some images of the Warragamba Dam and in general flood water looking a murky kind of brown colour. What impact did the recent flood have on water quality in Sydney?
Well, we would always expect to have water quality difficulties after a really heavy rainfall event like that because you get a lot of runoff coming from the catchments. And as that runoff comes and the faster it comes and the more intensively it flows down into our waterways, the more sediment and organic material it will pick up. So there will be lots of mud, effectively, lots of sediment suspended in the water that ends up in Warragamba Dam. It's even worse this time around. Having had the bushfires a year ago means that there's still probably some residual ash and material on the ground that will be washed in. We did have another big rainfall event immediately following the bushfires, but there'll probably still be more. And the other impact from the bushfires is that once we've burnt a lot of the trees, we've burnt away a lot of the ground cover, the catchment's not as stable as it would be with an older growth forest in place. It's the forest, it's the trees and the undergrowth that holds all the soil in place. So it's very prone to erosion now. So that means we likely have really large amounts of soil and sediment and organic material washed into our major waterways. And that will be a challenge for our water filtration plants.
Right. So having the bushfires, the Black Summer bushfires, and then the rain, and then now recently the floods, it's kind of been a bit of a double whammy.
Very much so. And unfortunately, that's the nature with extreme events, and particularly when they really challenge us. Often we can deal with the drought in terms of water quality. We can deal with the big rainfall event. But when these things sort of come back to back, we have a big fire and then a big rainfall event, that's when it really steps us outside of our comfort zone and we start having to deal with really challenging circumstances.
And you mentioned there the effect of filtering the water now during these extreme events. I understand that the desalination plant is now back on. Can you tell us about what the kind of process or concern is around that?
Yep. So in water, in Sydney, the way that we treat water is the water treatment processes, they start off, first there's a screening process, so we would screen out all the big sticks and things that might head down towards the water filtration plant. And then we add chemicals called coagulants, and it's ferric chloride, it's an iron suspension. And we do that because it coagulates the small suspended particles into larger suspended particles. That process, as the water quality changes, we need to be very careful about adjusting the dosing of the coagulants. That can be done, but it will the operators of the water filtration plants will be pretty busy trying to work out the right dose as the water quality is changing. And then the bigger challenge is that those coagulated suspended materials then go through a filter, a sand-based filter. And the more material there is, the more mud, the dirtier the water is, the quicker the filters clog up. And when they clog up, they have to be cleaned by backwashing. And the problem is when you have lots and lots of suspended material, you spend so much time cleaning the filters, backwashing the filters, that they're not available for as much time for actually filtering water in the direction that we want to filter it to produce clean drinking water. So it puts a challenge on the water filtration plant in terms of its capacity, being able to continue to produce water to keep up with the level of demand that is required. And in fact, in 2013, this happened in Brisbane after their big floods, and Brisbane almost ran out of water because they were spending so much time backwashing the filters and not producing drinking water that the Premier had to go on the radio and tell people to conserve water. And the only thing that saved Brisbane at that time was that they were able to bring water in from other sources, including the Gold Coast Seawater Desalination Plant. They have the capacity to pump that water up to Brisbane. So it was a really important lesson that a flexible water supply is a resilient water supply. If you can source water from more than one location, it gives you a better opportunity to be able to keep operating under these sorts of challenging circumstances.
Yeah, right. It is that irony of having a flood and then having, you know, less drinking water.
Totally.
We are almost out of time, but I did want to ask, you know, what is this current state of Sydney water quality? Is there anything that, you know, listeners and us should be worried or concerned or aware about at this time?
No, I don't think so about drinking water. So with drinking water, there will be challenges in the raw water for sure, but those challenges are for the water treatment plants. The likelihood that we will have poor quality water coming out of customer taps is very, very low. But the flood waters themselves really are a concern, because when we have flooding in urban areas, it almost always intermingles with sewage. So it's contaminated with all sorts of bacteria and viruses. And that's where the public health risk is, and people really need to be aware of that and keep away from floodwaters as much as possible.
Yep, avoid having a swim there during the long weekend, maybe.
That's true. So some of the recreational sources as well. So the rivers and even the beaches, if they've been impacted by floodwaters, then there is a risk of bacterial contamination.
Stuart, thank you so very much for taking the time to join us this morning.
Thanks, Marlene. I appreciate it.